You're such an asshole.
Gonna go on somewhere. I got two originals today. Cappy's got a little bit of time. Framed the door. Looks great. Painted the trim. Painting the trim. Oh, what'd you do? Did you go out last night and paint the trim? Yeah, I did. I painted the trim. All right. There's an excerpt from How Not to Become a Millennial. And all you youth, you're only going to listen to advice if you like what it is, which is you're entitled to other people's crap. And in the process, don't know if you've noticed everybody who just waits around for the government to make things fair. They kind of waste their lives and they're all kind of poor and miserable. Next video after this is going to be a very simple one. Why you're poor. Right? Because apparently no one's telling you the truth. Oh, yeah, it's those people fault. It's the white man. It's the Jews. It's the corporations. It's the system. No, it's you. It's you. But what I'm trying to do more recently is just cut through the chase. And I don't try and do statistics or adult talk. I just boil things down to a very simple observation. And if you can understand that, one, everyone does understand the observation. It's up to you to like deny it. Like, how much cognitive dissonance do you have? Like, how powerful is your brain to do acrobatics to still deny yourself responsibility and work and then to improve your life? Are you still going to hold out on that dream? Kind of like fat gals or gals in general who just want to hold on to that dream that someday men might find fat chicks hot. Someday they'll like me a lot. Like that, you're gonna waste your life. Hold on. Okay, all right, have fun. But this is gonna be right in your face. Right in your face. Arrogance. And then there's the concept that you are more powerful than reality, that the world not only should but will bend to your will, that you are the only sentient independent variable in this whole universe and should kowtow to your every dream and wish, including your delusional expectations that you will become an interior designer. This is the epitome of entitlement and arrogance. It was commonplace when millennials started choosing their dreams. Because if you want to think of it in a literal sense, the average person weighs 160 pounds while the earth weighs, and I don't know how many gazillions this is. This is a 12 with, I think, 24 zeros after it. Well above a quintillion, 12 multiple quintillions pounds. And this is nothing of the 7 billion people who might not also go along with indulging you in your dreams of becoming a music therapy major. The individual obeys the world, not the other way around. Still, delusional as it might sound, if declared college majors are any indication, 85% of the people actually think the world is going to bend to their will, and we're all going to become teachers, social workers, guidance counselors, and artists. And yet somehow without engineers, farmers, or programmers, there will still be automobiles, video games, and groceries to purchase at the stores. We need to repeat a third time where such delusions have landed the millennial generation. And it's quite clear who is going to win a wrestling match between an idealistic 160-pound millennial and the 12 multiple quintillion-pound planet Earth, no matter how passionate she is about anthropology. Please do not be so stupid as to be so arrogant to think the demands of the world do not apply to you. Do not think you are special and that the world is going to bend to your will. And what the world, ask what the world wants of you and use that as a guiding measure and starting point as to what you're going to do in life. And this is the next part. Get the world to work for you. There is, however, a lot more to that last bit of wisdom than you might think, because while acknowledging it's stupid to force your desires and dreams on an unwilling world, on the opposite side of that same coin is the key to success. Forget what you want to do in life. What does the world want you to do? And if you can attune yourself to that reality, instead of wrestling with a 12 multiple quintillion pound planet and its 7 billion inhabitants, you get these monstrous engines to work for you. Teachers make 35,000 years because nobody wants a lecture by a low IQ dimwit who took the job because they wanted summers off. But people are willing to pay a surgeon $500 an hour to patch up their heart. Most writers fail because nobody wants to read the poorly written self-indulgent slop, but people will pay software engineers billions to program them a video game where they can shoot aliens and save the universe. And nobody really wants to pay liberal arts adjuncts $18 an hour to take their mandatory liberal art prerequisites in college, but people will gladly pay a petroleum engineer $60,000 a year to pump, refine, and deliver gasoline to the local gas station. Be it video games, gasoline, sports ball, cars, food, vaccines, x-rays, software, great coffee, fattening food, fast food, organic food, kombucha, Granite countertops, SUVs, plastics, plastic surgery, open heart surgery, creatine, gym memberships, golf memberships, titanium golf clubs, golf carts, booze, whiskey, scotch, wine, electricity, plumbing, arcade games, movies, prawn, and... Oh, I crossed that out. Prawn for the women. Hallmark. Ah, I see what I did. And Hallmark movies. I said prawn for women. If you could become a critical person in the manufacture and or delivery of these things, the world will work for you. To quote one of the world's most successful yet underrated businessmen, Les Grossman, we've been handed an incredible opportunity here, Peck. The universe is talking to us right now. You just got to listen. You just have to do the same. So there you go. Once you learn that the world doesn't give a crap what you want, and it's what the world wants out of you, then you're going to be much more successful. I'll give you. Would you like two examples, kid? Hey, kids, gather around. Cappy, Uncle Cappy is going to tell you another story. I went to none other than, what was it, boys and girls? The Carlson School of Management. All joking set aside, I was a near straight A student. I had one A minus. I had like a 3.96. Full-time school, full-time work, graduate 6 months early. If you account for that, I blew them all out of water. Problem was, didn't matter. Real world did not want me and my financial analysis or my ability to assess credit or risk. Certainly didn't want that during the housing crisis or the buildup to it. What interestingly enough, the world did want me to do was teach ballroom dance classes, which when I originally did, it was going to be on the side. I was working security at night just to, you know, make ends meet essentially. And this is when internet was, you could attach emails. You know, I was like a new thing. That's how long ago this was. And I thought the swing dance was pretty popular. I was very good at swing dance. I, well, maybe I'll teach a class on the, yeah, you know, a little something to do, you know. First class, I made $350 an hour. Now, of course, it's at the peak. I wish it continued like that. Of course, I'd make a lot more money. But that's the real world doesn't want you doing discounted cash flow. The real world did not want a little old Cappy here to calculate debt service coverage ratios, right? The real world wanted old Capmeister to teach him how to dance. That's what the real world wanted. And I listened because they paid me a lot of money. Same thing with writing. I hate writing. I hate reading. I hate English. I hate the English language. It's not fun for me to, oh, wouldn't it be great to be an author? No, go write a book. It's not fun. Why do I do it? Because I get paid. This is some of my, if not my best work right here. I know it's got Vince's name on it. He did By the Rights. But that was painful. Writing a 500-page book? Painful. I'd rather do economic analysis. I'd rather do any. Nope. That's what the world pays me for. Would you, a third one? Would you want a third one? Here's, this is going to help out half the population. It's very sad. Ladies, you know what the real world wants? Big boobs, long hair, feminine. And you back up into this. That's half the population. Half the population wants more than gold, silver, oil, diamonds. They've gone to war for it. They've died for it. They want female youth and beauty, fertility, genetically speaking. I mean, it's, this is why girls make more on the super fans than they do with their masters in sociology. Right? Because it's rare now to see a physically attractive woman. And that not necessarily so transactional as the super fans or the seeking arrangement. But hot chicks tend to get rich guys, well-off guys. That's always been the case. It will always be the case. Now, you may not like that. I know, and it's somewhat unfair, but it's not fair to me. I mean, I wanted to be an economist. No, you're going to be a ballroom dance instructor. I'm an internet blogging podcasting dope. How the heck did I end up here? Well, the real world said, hey, we're going to reward you for this and not your economic analysis, no matter how right and accurate and awesomely saving trillions of dollars you would have saved the world. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you want. It's whether you're smart enough to realize that and capitalize off of it. And ladies, the number one thing you can do to make a lot of money, whether you're romantically involved or not, is to be attractive. Because men will pay for that, either through favors, outright pay, marriage, providing a household. And you certainly do get higher, better employment prospects. That's just one. That's where half the, that's probably the epitomal example of like, well, half the population wants it. Not only do they want it, they really want it. And they'll pay an arm and a leg to get it. And the sooner you realize that your dreams are stupid, there's even a chapter in this book called Your Dreams Are Stupid, because they are. And this delusional expectation that the world is going to pay you to do something that's fun, the sooner you get over that childish and completely wrong idea, the sooner you're going to be basing your decisions in reality, and the more effective they're going to be, and the more successful you will be. I mean, you may not like it, ladies, but stop majoring in dumb crap. Can we start with that? And instead of majoring in touchy-feely, fuzzy, buzzy, wuzzy stories, and with the childwins, you go major in engineering, you go major in programming, you go whatever, something that pays, you'll close the wage gap. But again, this gets back to my original question. How much mental acrobatics are we going to conduct so we can hold out for this dream that someday your early childhood education major will make it? Or someday, guys, being the nice guy, that just someday she'll realize, yeah, because you're afraid of hitting the gym. All right, how long are we going to keep failing? How long? There's a nut. Let's be hard on the guys. You know what girls want? A ripjack guy. Guess you're going to get your ass to the gym, boys, for the rest of your life. Or and by the way, you're going to have to diet and eat correctly. Oh, and also, by the way, you better go make at least a decent modicum of income. You better not be living at home. Better not be, well, you can play video games, but you better not be, that's not like the thing you do. You better go become accomplished. All right, fine. Go read Oprah. What, get your lies. Maybe Oprah and the Democrat Party could get together. Hear me out, Oprah. I know you're kind of retired, but new business idea. Why don't you guys create a cocktail of sorts, a drug called, you find a way to make lies an injectable liquid, like heroin. I think heroin's liquid. And then people can just, oh, yeah, man, I'm really intelligent because I got a college degree. I'm a good person because I vote for the environment. I'm so good. Oh, wow, man, I'm an ally. I'm such a good person. Give me more of that lies, man. Anyway, how not to become a millennial is linked below. You can get some other books of mine. The Book of Numbers, Analyzing the ROI and the Pursuit of Women. Worthless, The Young Person's Indispensable Guide to Choosing the Right Major. Talking about the real world doesn't care what you want. Curse of the High IQ. Here we go. Bachelor Pad Economics, the Financial Advice Bible for Men. It's also for women, too, but I know. That book. Oh, that's not filled with one lie. Oprah would not like that book. There's numbers and facts and statistics and reality. Yes. Oh, bad book. Give me some more of the lies. Oh, there it is, dude. Yeah, I'm a great person, even though I destroyed my children by divorcing and I outsourced them to daycare. At least I got my MBA, man. Any super chats today? Thanks. Yeah, I got it at a used place. I got it cheap, like $12. Fred Freeman, Fred, don't you do something during the daytime, man? $5. My date yesterday flaked, so I'm trying to send Vlad in my place for the reschedule. She's actually pretty. She got my master's in finance, like your Chicago Cougar. No, I wouldn't get a master's in finance. Get a master's in actuarial. Get your CPA. Finance, it doesn't matter. You can get your doctorate in finance. Finance is a worthless degree. It's completely worth. Even if you were good at it, which I was, when you present your figures, if it doesn't go with what the boss wants to hear, like, yeah, dot-coms are never going to crash. Housing only goes up. There's no how. There's educate. Let's find it. If you do your job right, you will not get promoted and you probably will get fired. You will definitely get yelled at for calculating real numbers, saying, hey, this guy's got a credit score of 390. Maybe we shouldn't lend to him. Which actually happened to me once. I did have a guy apply for a loan and he had a credit score of 390. I didn't know you could have credit scores in the 300s, but apparently you can. Guess what? Made the loan anyway. And I was a bad, bad man. Oh, and if you're wondering what happened, he didn't pay the bank back. My boss got fired and they shut down the entire commercial lending division. And you taxpayers bailed out that company. Fred Freeman saw for $2. Ballroom dancing is for Napoleonic short people. Said no, ballroom dancing it's good. It's not bad. You can certainly waste your time in it. You got to hit it at the right time, and you got to make sure the SJWs haven't taken over because men lead, women follow. Ooh, Look out. Fred, for $2, how do I calculate weighted average cost of capital? What the F average cost of capital in MBA? Are you serious, Fred? Don't you know? I thought you had somewhat of a finance. I'm not going for $2. I'm not explaining what the weighted. I already explained it one time. Look it up. It's on the internets. The Don, $2. Harumph. Thank you, Don. Fred, for $2. Wage gap will close when we go galt. Luca Vendetti's book, How to Retire on $200,000 in Southeast Asia. Go ahead, look that up. Get it. It's at the Men Going Ghost books.com, but it's not Men Going Ghost. Wage gap will close when you go golf. Yeah, there won't be any guys working anymore. I'm looking forward to that day when the guys don't work. We're just like, yeah, you girls lead the world and pay the taxes. I'm going to stay at home, take care of the not kids we don't have. Because when you try to thaw your eggs, they were already dead. None of them survived the freezing process because you wait till you're 38 to freese them. I don't know what we're going to do. I know I'm just going to go play my video games and play my banjo. I'm going to start a career as a podcast, internet blogging, economist, author type of guy. You go work out. You pay the money. I need an allowance. Oh. Wisdom Vision Productions, $5. You paying attention? I'm talking G5, player. That's how you can roll. No more freaking all your bitch miles for my boy. Big dip, player. Swing down by your knees. Great movie. Thank God they made that movie before everything went crazy. Swallow Blue, $5. Can we get an anniversary edition of Worthless with updates, charts, and no. Okay, and here's the reason, Swallow. One, the premise has not changed. Two, even though I'd have to adjust for inflation, the proportion, like a liberal arts degree still doesn't give you any economic value. None. You still make as much as you would as a server or some kind of fresh out of high school worker, entry level, as you would with a liberal arts degree. So that relative wage hasn't changed. You only make half the starting salary as an engineer, someone with a real degree. Business degrees are still worthless. And about the only thing is that we charge more for money or charge more for tuition because we just got to keep on flooding that education market with tuition. And college, about the only thing we could add is that maybe colleges are more woke and just almost mentally ill. I mean, that's like they're mentally ill cults by this time. I could maybe speak, but no. The main reason, no one bought it to be. I mean, several thousand people did. Yes, I did the numbers. I did save. I did cost big education $600 million. So I am kind of proud about that. I didn't realize the effect that several thousand books made. But I want to cost them $500 billion. I want it to end. I want only 20% of the people going to college that do now, not because I don't want people to be educated. I don't want people to waste their time and money on worthless degrees, which 80% of people do. And that's not going to happen no matter whether I update it or not. Joe Jones, $2, 390 credit score exists. Only credit. Yeah, it does. Look it up. Now, I don't know which one of the three credit bureaus that was. I don't think they all go down below 400. But yeah, there was one, I don't know if it was Experian or whichever one, but they all went down. Fred, for $2, I know weighted average cost of capital trolling. My bud pays $60,000 alimony child support per year and his daughter's early childhood education degree. Closed down husband starts. No, girls aren't going to the hut. Look, that's just what they say. They think they want. Girls really don't want a husband. They don't. I've gone through that before. If you don't believe me, go get my book, The Book of Numbers. Look at the polling data. Look at where men are, not men, but husbands rank. And it depends on the age and the poll. They're like third or fourth. And that's just academic. That's what girls say. Whether their actions translate into that is a completely different matter. When you look at actions, because self-reporting is not terribly reliable, it's a proxy measure. Well, what truly lurks down there is executed out in decisions. And if you look at decisions, men rank, it depends obviously, of course, on the individual gal, around 7th, 8th, 9th place behind a whole host of other things, career, education, their own personal finances, family, friends, the YOLO life, FOMO life, which I always thought meant federal open market operations, but if you're missing out, playing the field, ideology, religion, they may have kids, there's the pets. I mean, make it 10th, 11th, 12th place now that I think about it. There really is not that much demand for husbands. Sorry, it's true. Fred, again, for $2, Frank got discount on men's seminar. Only 25,000 win. No. I mean, it depends. If it's like a week long and you had like the foremost experts in the relative field and you learned about investing in property, you learned about not majoring in the dumb thing, and you learned about retirement planning. And you, I mean, if it was like a true man camp, like a man boot camp, and it was intense, then it'd be worth 25,000. But if this is just, you got to lead with your right hand because it shows dominance. You see now, oh, wait, look out. You did a mistake there. See, you didn't smile and wink. You wink with your right eye, but left eye, because the brain is reversed, means you're dominant. And girls pick that up with their genetic biological evolution unconsciously. If you did that, that's wrong, man. You did that, she's getting wet. Hey, look who's in the house. Juan the Aztec Page. Why'd you get rid of that handle, Juan? How about rebranding your book that can possibly... No. I wrote it once. We've done it. Well, look, it has gotten into the hands of everyone it's going to get into. And I'll explain to Juan and Swallow, which I appreciate your guys' interest. Here's why, and here's the Herculean thing we're going... This is the wall where we're going to run into. From kindergarten to high school, to senior year, these young kids are propagandized to think that the only thing and the most important thing in their life, not necessarily in terms of education or career, but meaning and purpose, is college. That's going to be the happiest days of life. Men are lied to that there's going to be girls. Girls are lied to there's going to be guys, although guys are there by that time. Everyone's an academic. Everyone's an intellectual. This is like this heaven on earth. That's how the college experience is sold. And it is a birthright. You see the exact same psychological behavior, psychological economic behavior with weddings and college. You go into debt, money is no matter. It's her day, except in this case, college is like your 4 years. And this is where all the spoiled American kids, and I mean 80% of them, okay? The 4 out of 5 of them are just going there to party and play LARP as an intellectual. LARP as a smart, intelligent person, when they are very common. Very common. And they're not going to achieve anything in life. If anything, they're going to cripple themselves financially. And they have the arrogance and cockiness to think their liberal arts or social science degree makes them intelligent. So they're already at a disadvantage coming. Oh, and then the Marxist, leftist, feminist, whatever other isthmism, brainwashing that comes with it, makes them dysfunctional to have romantic relationships and completely warp their priorities in life. So it ruins them, right? So that's 4 out of 5. But that's all they got. That's all they've been told is college. And then when a square like you, Juan, who's a mechanic and makes good money and, you know, you'll never have to worry post-apocalypse or not, says, you really ought to learn the trades. Oh, the trades. Oh, that's for like the Votech guy. Those were dumb people. And you're just not going to, you can't outsell them. And so when some old stodgy middle-aged, you know, square white guy, what does he know? All my teachers said, white guys, oh, they're so squares. They're like, they have like the privilege or the pay, whatever. Like, I'm so not hip. I'm so not in the know. And I say, hey, you ought to join the military or get the GI Bill or do this or aim a little bit higher. Oh, get out of here. OMG, how outdated, how Eurocentric or whatever excuse they politically dismiss me as. I could come up with all the data. They're not going to listen. They're just not going to listen. And they're not, I mean, and here's another thing, Juan, have you seen my generation? I think I got about 10, maybe 12 years on you. You're still in your 30s. Have you seen my generation of gals? Most of them are doubling down. Like, it's not the ninth inning anymore. The game is over. And the girls, it's like, no, it's over, ladies. You're in your late 40s. Your beauty is lost. That number one thing that half the population was willing to pay an arm and a leg for, you ain't got no more. even if you got into shape. And now there's always the argument, there's older men too, so I guess it never really goes away. But where they had it, that's gone. Their addiction to the lies is so strong. Nothing can unlight, nothing. Not until like we'd have to have like a true economic collapse, a communist takeover where there's no food and there's starvation. And even then, they would have nothing else in life but their ideology and their college degree to glom onto, because that is the number one accomplishment they've had in life, which is sad and pathetic. If your education is your number one accomplishment, that's sad. Like, that means you didn't do anything with it. It should be something you did in life. Ideally, children or family or love, but, you know, I'm just the square, Eurocentric, nerdy, white guy, middle-aged economist. What does he know? So, yeah, there's no rebranding, no nothing. You got to come up with a better drug, or you just, like, let them burn, let them die off, and maybe try and get a younger generation. But I don't have literally the $500 million a year that the K-12 industry has every year to throw at the kids and brainwash them 8 hours a day. So it ain't going to happen. Let's go through. Bottle caps. Yeah. Shoot big giant scorpions. DJ Brady, 720, new guy for $5, told my sister to get real world skills for higher pay as she complained about the cost. And instead, she took a self-discovery trip to Scott. Right. Exactly. Exactly. It's not, this isn't what we should not even waste our breath. You know, literally, it's like peeing into a hurricane. If you look at the, you know what $1 trillion is? Multiple trillions of dollars spent over the decades on multiple generations with literally probably trillions of hours as well, I'd have to do it, but certainly hundreds of billions of hours of millions of people spent in college. And what you come up and DJ here, like, hey, you ought to get a real job in the real world. That little sentence is nothing compared to the literal hurricane of propaganda and misinformation that your sister got. And so logically, she's going to a discovery trip to Scotland. What? She's going to learn it's rainy and cloudy there? What? They got some sheep. What is she going to learn? Glasgow sucks. Everyone's a socialist. Fred for $2. Beep, beep. Grad to D. Cat wine. Travel store husband. Op, op, op. I will get a husband. He will give me 1.273 children. I will go back to get my master's degree. Execute. Adriano Ramos, two Australian drivers. Why are you dressed like Charlie Sheen? I like bowling shirts. I did not know. Okay, I finally looked it up. I finally looked up like Charlie Sheen. I'm like, Charlie Sheen. Okay, in 3 1/2 men, he wears bowling shirts. All right. One, bowling shirts are fashionable. Okay. Two, Atham got me the other one, and that's a Mexican shirt, not a bowling shirt. It has nice pockets up front. Three, I got this for $15 used. It's a great, nice bowling shirt. Four, I've always liked bowling shirts. Well before 3 1/2 men came out. They're actually quite popular with the swing dancing guys because it's kind of retro. Now that I got money, I can afford a Goodwill shirt. He made his millions. What did he spend it on? A Goodwill shirt for $15. Whoa. That was one of the pricier shirts. Oh. Fred again, $2. Duke lacrosse hoax women later killed her boyfriend. Oh, yeah, that's right. She did. That's all right. Society must have done her wrong. Nonstop Dre, $360 for $2. Why do you still recommend military present day? Because it's better than work. Well, until a year ago in Tulsa, now we're going to like give amazing hiring bonuses. You get free food, clothing, education, insurance. I mean, the money is to look, whether you're told to get shot charging a hill or clean latrines or to sit here through SJW woke indoctrination, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. The pay is you're giving up your time for an inordinate amount of pay. And so I wouldn't necessarily recommend it as a career. Now, they don't have the 20-year thing anymore. I don't know if I'd recommend lifelong career in the military because of all the politics and how it's not really the military anymore. But there's a place you could go to where you get free food, clothing, and shelter, and insurance, and tuition. and you get up, and then like if you get like a little blister, you're 70% disabled and you get $18,000 a year a month from the taxpayer. You're disabled. Oh, I got a boo-boo on my fingy. Oh my gosh, let's take a look. Oh, go like this. Oh, you did that wrong. You obviously are 75% disabled. How much money would you like? See, all the military guys are like, yeah, you're kind of right about that. Cheeto's Dust Crusader, 10 Brazilian reals. Just got my second 1-inch promotion in 9 months in the company. My coworker that has a college degree and entered the company 9 months prior to me is really obsessed. How can sustain peace? Well, ignore him. Too bad for him. Don't, you know, record everything. Is it that bad in Brazil? I guess you got corporate politics everywhere. Swallow Blue, what's your next book in the work? I don't know. I got to settle down on that. Figure it out. It may be Operation Evil. I got to do seminars first. I got to record my seminar. And I do all this work in the daytime. And I answer, you got more A-hole consulting coming up. And I'm running out of time. So I have like at least 5 books I might write. But I want to promote, I want to get the other one, the Book of Numbers, out there. I want to get that one more out there, do a little bit more. You can't just write a book a year. That you flood the market with books. I'm not Rollo. I can't write a book a year. Every 2 years, every 3 years, fine, but not a book a year. Dre, $2. Economic thoughts on China's laying flat movement. I don't know what that is. I'll have to look it up. You know what? I'll look at laying flat. That'll be a good podcast. Documentary to lying flat. I'll look that up later. Hey, Alex Pino, our truck driving Latino agent in the field. Just take the jobs that make money. Nothing else matters. By the way, that was a good Metallica song, which Mexican-American poops. Fred Freeman Sowell, $2. University of Glasgow students demand take down Adam Smith statue. Oh, wow. That's why they always need the rest of the UK to bail them out. That's fine. That's fine. Go ahead. Take down the guy that, like, I wouldn't say single-handedly, but did more to advance all of the globe than arguably Borlaug. Neil Borlaug, was that the guy's name? Am I thinking Niels Bohr? Who's Borlaug, the guy that made it so wheat could grow everywhere, save more people than any human alive, past, present, or future? Lying flat movement is just China realizing that they also have Gen Z kids. Oh, all right. Let's just put everyone on easy mode, see what happens. All right, there you go. More on the way. We'll see you guys later. Buy that book, How Not to Become a Millennial. Toodles.